says only the Lishaniela. This is so far away, this is called Kodem Lisha. So that's the big machlegs, but the Kodem Lisha is an Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan. Anyway, here let's say the person needs pots and pans, or he needs plates. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do, even if you need the plates, even if you need a leichter in order to put the candlestick holder, in order to put the candles in. So you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and Kochsim Sanem Tnei Shuosa Kli. That's a Malacha Makav HaPatish. So the Rashi learns, we started last week the Gemara, Rashi learns that Ein Pechsim Sanem means you have a piece of clay and he puts in his thumb or he puts in his fist in order to make an indentation in order to be able to put, candle. To hold the candle, or to hold, not the candle, to hold the oil. To hold the oil, to put a wick, so he needs an indentation that it shouldn't be flat. So Rashi learns that's what the Mishnah says. But then it's a pellet. Then the Gemara says, well, it's a machloikas satanoim, and we're not so convinced that we should paskin like our Mishnah. So Taisa says, why not? Of course it's a malachim. Taisa says, v'teima, the top Taisa, how can that be? Pshita doser. Avad, it's makaba patish, even if he didn't complete the kli. But it's the haschol of asiyas haklis. Avad, that should be makaba patish. How can the Gemara say that that's a machloikas satanoim? So that's where we started last week. We started to discuss this tesis. Rashi learned the Gemara that it's a piece of raw clay, and he puts in his fist, he puts in his thumb, and he makes an indentation. So that's really, there are two different kinds of kelim. There's clay adoma and there's clay cheres. Clay adoma, earthenware kelim that were not baked out in the oven. And clay cheres are earthenware kelim which were baked in a very hot oven. So the din is that a kli cheres is mekabel tuma and kli adoma not mekabel tuma. There are three types of kalim.
Or apple or a potato.
Okay. So that, I don't know if that's mekabel tuma. That's also not mekabel tuma.
Adoma. This is growing
in the
earth. It's not terra.
Right, no, but a clay adama means you take earth, not that you take a bari pri adama. You take earth mamish. You take earth mamish.
Earth mamish.
Sand. You take sand and you make a clay out of it. So if you make a clay and then you bake it in the oven, that's not all the China dishes are like that. You take sand and that's it. But if you make clay adama from sand, from earth, and you don't bake it in the oven, so it's not mekabel tumah at all. Not minatara, not midirabana, clay adama, clay avonim, and clay glolim. Are the three kelim that are not mekabel tumah at all. And the Rashba writes, and he never heard that there's any machlekes satanoim about it, everybody's masking, that these three materials are just not mekabel tumah at all. So Rashi is a pella here. Rashi learns that this is the machlekes satanoim that's quoted in the Braisa. The Gemara says, Mantane. The Gemara starts right after the Mishnah. Whose opinion is it? They're putting, the Rashi learns, putting your fist into the raw clay, or putting your thumb into the clay to make an indentation. Is manahu, that's called Mesakin manah. So Rav Yosef quotes a Tosefta in Kalim that it's a machloikis satanoim. That the Tanakama says, Rav Meir is a Tanakama. Klicheris meim is a mekabel tumah mishenigmo melach. And when you put your fist in, then the kli is already completed. It's nigmo melach. That's royal kabel tumah. Rabbi Shua says, no, you have to bake it in the oven. So Tosefta says, how can it be a machloikis satanoim? Everybody agrees that you have kli adoma. It's not mekabel tumah. It has to have, number one, it has to have a toch. If you have pshute clay cheres,
also one thing.
Let's say pshute clay matpeches, or mekabel tumah. You have a knife that's made from metal. So even though it's all straight, or you have, let's say, a fork that's all flat, that has no toe, a straight fork that you use for eating food and so on. So that's also mekabel tumah. Pshute clay matpeches, pshute clay eitz, a flat wooden clay is not mekabel tumah. Pshute clay cheres. It's not mekabel tumah, has to have a base kibul. And the din is that klicheres is only mekabel tumah from the inside and not from the outside. So it has to have an inside, it has to have an outside. So on the outside, even if you touch it, it's not mekabel tumah. From the inside, even if you don't touch it, it's mekabel tumah. That's what Rashi points out. Me'avira, if you dangle a dead sheretz in dead sheretz doesn't mean a dead ant, it means the shmein ashrats ma'amur matera, a dead mouse, okay. Achbar is a mouse. If you have a dead mouse, and you dangle the dead mouse, you hold it by a string.
Even if it doesn't touch,
but you lower it inside the kli, so it's mekabel tumah mi'aviro, or mitocho. Or let's say, if I climb into a kli cheres, then the kli cheres mekabel tumah mi'aviro, if they would dangle me, my whole body. But if I just put my finger is not the Dova Hamatame. But the whole body is the Dova Hamatame. This is how I do the Maga, I touch like this. So when you say, let's say, I'm Tame and I transmit the Tume, so you say I transmit Tume through the finger, but the Dova Hamatame is me. So if I would be lowered, if they would tie me on, they lower my whole body into a Klicheris, then you can say the Klicheris is Mekabel Tume Me'avira. But usually you don't do like that. So if I stick my finger into the Klicheris, not Mekabel Tume, unless I touch it. If you touch it, it's Mekabel Tume Me'Tocho. It's Mekabel Tume Me'Tocho if you touch it. Or Me'avira if the whole Dova Hamatame is suspended even if it doesn't touch. But on the outside, it's not Mekabel Tume. So that's where Rashi points out Klicheris are only Mekabel Tume. If they have a toch and they have a chutz, then it's mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. So if you have a flat pshutik klicheres, it's not mekabel tumah. It has to have a base kibul.
Are the achbar, the whole achbar inside?
I think so.
Yeah.
The whole achbar has to be dangled into the avir of the klicheres. If you just have part of the achbar, so it's, I think it's not metamic. I think that's the din. So Tosis finds this very difficult, the way Rashi learns the whole, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, that that's a machlekes satanoim, where they're taking raw piece of clay, take a raw piece, children play with clay. So let's say take clay dough,
clay dough,
and you make a plate out of it. So that's not nesakin mona. That's a machlekes satanoim. Why should it be a machlekes satanoim? Of course it's nesakin mona. You can say it's not mekabel tumah because it's a clay adama. In order to be mekabel tumah, it has to be a klicheris. You have to bake it in the oven, but it is a siyas kli. If you make a clay avonim and clay adama and clay glolim, it's not mekabel tumah. So you say it's not a melacha makabat batish. It is a kli. It's a siyas kli. Tikkun mon. It's a kli, even though it's not mekabel tumah. So the whole Rashi is a pella. So that's what Taisa says. They can't understand anything that Rashi learns here. And Reb Meir, the Tanakhama, says here that when you formed the klicheris, it's mekabel tumah already, even though you didn't bake it in the oven. How can it be? It's klei adama. It's not a klicheris yet. Klei adama is not mekabel tumah. So that's why Tosfos learned the whole different shot. The hainu, you take the raw material, the sand, or the clay, and you make a shape out of it with a base kibul. And then you bake it in the oven. And you bake it in the oven in such a way that it has a base kibul, it has room to contain something. So and the manufacturers are afraid that in the oven the walls may cave in on the kli, and let's say in this shape, let's say you have an earthenware cup, so you're afraid the whole cup may cave in. So in order to prevent it from caving in, so you put a piece of wood, you put something inside that it should hold, a mold that it should hold it in shape. So then you bake it out, so it has a base kibul, and it has and it's baked in the oven, so it's klicheris, it's not klei adama. And then they used to take it out of the oven,
take the
it's not royal hishtamshis yet because it still has that mold in it. Mm-hmm. The first time you complete it, so when you take out the mold, it's royal hishtam. That's the makabat patish. That's what the Mishnah says. Livchos esaner doesn't mean to put your finger in or to put
that's
your fist in. That's mamish mesakin mona. That's not a machlok. Here we're talking. I pull out the mold from the inside, so that's mesakin mona.
The mold is mukta.
The mold is mukta. It could be it is mukta. It could be probably is mukta. So it's something that's used specifically for manufacturing cane, which you're not allowed to do on yontif. Let's say like Tosfos. Tosfos has rayas the bottom. Tosfos on lamed aleph on the base repeated the theme a few times in the mesichta. The tiltal mukta is a gzeir shem yotzi that you may carry. And since I saw his mutter for tzarech hachal nefesh, so tiltal mukta is mutter for tzarech hachal nefesh. So let's say he needs this cup in order to drink, in order to use. So he's going to take out the mold. Mistama, you're right. The mold probably is mukta. He's going to take out the mold, which his mom is tiltal mukta, but he's doing it for tzarech hachal nefesh. He has so many guests, and he needs all the plates that he has. He needs all the cups that he has in the house. So the Tana in the Mishnah says you're not allowed to take out the mold because that's malacha. The
tiltal mukta, speaking here about
right.
Makabat patish.
The mukta would be a halbetzah. That would be the easy problem because tiltal mukta is mutter for tzarech hachal nefesh. But to do a malacha of makabat patish, maybe should also be mutter min haTorah for the tzarech hachal nefesh. Maybe it's called machshir hachal nefesh, but we don't allow it. Mid rabbanon. Not allowed to do makabat patish. At the time,
the word klicheres.
The mold theoretically could be ochel also. Okay. Could be. Could be some other kli. That's not mukta. Possible. But even if it is mukta.
The use of it. The use. That's the use of it.
If it's miyuchad dafka for using for manufacturing kelim, then it's going to be mukta.
This is it. It's also makabe patish. What does mean dafka makabe patish?
It is different. It is different, but it's still a chiddush. No, it is. But it's still it is a chiddush that it is makabe patish. That's what we had. Let's say a person buys a brand new suit, and then if the pockets are closed up. Pocket is still closed up, and other things are still loosing.
Some
finally, or you buy a pair of shoes the Gemara has, and Mizmana Gemara, the shoelaces were not so easy. They didn't have shoelaces that shoe straps, and they didn't have holes like we have, fancy holes. So you had to have the shoe straps, you had to pull them through the holes. So it wasn't so easy. So the Gemara says the first time you pull the shoe straps through the holes in the shoe, that's Makabat Patish.
Okay, so you're doing it.
Oh, I mean, because you're doing something positive. But even to remove something, and thereby complete the kli is also makabe patish. It is a chiddush, but that part of the chiddush we know already from other gemaras. So the Mishnah here says that this too, removing the mold, is makabe patish, and Rabbi Yosef says in the gemara, but not everybody agrees, because the next Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Tosefta and Kelim says that the kli is not completed until later. Because it's not normal, who's going to want to use it like this? Normal is when you bake it again in the oven. So now the baking in the oven is not needed in order that it should be a kli cheres, as opposed to kli adoma. No, Tosfos says, they already baked it in the oven from before. They baked it with the mold. The mold is to make sure that the walls of the kli don't collapse. So they already did bake it. So this is a kli cheres. I'm not talking about a kli adoma. The Reb Meir and Reb Yeshua argue, is it nigma malachtoi? Is it already a makara patish when you take out the mold? It's ready for use already? And Reb Yeshua says, no, it's not yet ready for use till you continue to bake it some more. Not that you have to bake it to make it into a kli cheres. To bake it to make a kli cheres, then that's not relevant for makara patish, huh?
By definition, the kli cheres is baked. Otherwise, it'll be called
bent. It has to be the ready was baked from before, otherwise, Reb Meir wouldn't disagree. So that's what Tosfos touches up the Rashi. It must be the ready is baked. So that's how the Tosfos interprets the Machlokes HaTanaim. Are you permitted to remove the mold? The problem of Muktzah has to be addressed. You have to take care of Muktzah. But is it an Issa Malocha, Makabah Patish? The Gemara says that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. And the Gemara says later, 10 lines from the bottom, Tanah Abonim, there's the Brice and Perchuf Saner. And it's a machloek is satanoi. Sometimes I'm hold mutter, sometimes I'm hold osa, and that's the machloek. So then, that was the first version. There are two versions of what Rabbi Yosef said, and Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Both versions hold that Abaye gechefet his Rebbe Shtigl Ter. So the first version has it that Rabbi Yosef shteltsu this tosef ten kelim. And the Ikadami, the second version has it that he shteltsu a totally different source, a Mishnah and Adius. This is also with Rashi problematic. Ikad Yamri, 10 lines later. Ikad Yamri, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Shteltzu, a different Mishnah. Not that the Sefta Kelim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadiki, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik Isnan. If you have Kli Cheres, if you have flat Kli Cheres, so it says, they're not Mekabal Tumma Bo'ohel Hameis. How come they're not Mekabal Tumma Bo'ohel Hameis? So Rashi here has also. Fantastic, unbelievable, difficult shot, which Tosfos just simply can't believe. They can't accept it. They don't. Absolutely, it's against all the Gemaras. So Rashi writes like this: that halacha that says that kli cheres, if you touch it on the outside, is not mekabel tumah at all migabo. Minatara, the rabbanon is, but minatara is not mekabel tumah at all from the outside. It's only mekabel tumah from the inside. And from the inside, it's even mekabel tumah aviro. If you dangle the sherets in, even if it's not nogeya, even if it's not touching. So that din that you have to be mitocha, not miavi, and not migabo, that's only been negeya to tumas ohel hameis, ohel or maga, but been negeya to tumas masa hazav hesed. For that, there's no halacha that requires that the klicheres has to have a toch, even if it's a pshute klicheres. Hesed means like this. Let's say I move the kli by pushing it like this. I'm holding onto a pen. And I move it like this, so the thing moves machmosi. So that's not really maga, because I didn't touch it. Let's say I'm wearing gloves and I touch it. So it's not maga. Or I'm not wearing gloves and this is covered over. So I touched the thing on the outside, but I didn't touch this, because I'm not touching it with my bare fingers. So that's not maga. But it still can be masa. I can still do a tumas masa if I lift it up. So by azab, there's another din of hesed azab. Hesed azab means he's not even touching it like this. He takes a stick. and he moves it like this, so Heset is also metame. So the din says Heset is metame even if it's a klicheres and I'm pushing in on the outside. Aye, but the din is a klicheres on the kabbalim from the inside. So Rashi says is araya that there's no halacha of inside outside for Heset. So Mimele, even if it's a flat klicheres, a pshuti klicheres, you don't need an inside. It's mekabel tumah from Hesed. Taisus said, never heard of such a thing. It's against all of Shas. They quote a couple of gemaras that are not so famous. One is in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph. Usually in yeshivas they never get so far. One is in Nida Daf Hey. Okay, yeshivas they never. But one is in Bava Kama. Everybody knows Bava Kama Daf Chofe. The gemara in Bava Kama that Hesed. The Zav is Matami Behesed because it's considered as if he touched every inch of the Kli outside and inside. Since he moved the whole Kli like this, so it's considered as if he was touching with his hands every inch of the inside and every inch of the outside. And the Gemara says, then Baba Kama Beferish, therefore, Hesed is only applicable to a Kli Cheres that it's possible to touch inside. The Gemara says, what if you have a perfume bottle, let's say.
Right,
and it's so tiny, the opening is so tiny, you can't even get your pinky in. It's not shach to do a mag on the inside. If it's a klicheres on the mekabel tuma, the mag on the inside. So the Gemara says if it's physically impossible to ever get a mag in the inside, then it's not a metame behesed on the outside either. But if Rashi says that hesed doesn't need an outside, the whole thing is irrelevant. So why not? So that's what Taisus says. They can't believe it. All of Shas is against the Rashi. So that's why Taisus gives a totally different interpretation in the whole Mishnah over here. Rashi learns, again, just to review, Rashi learns this second Mishnah that Rabbi Yosef quoted, Ilfisim Charanios Tahoris Boil Ameis Etmeis B'masa Azav Rav Lez Beretzarekam Aftaris B'masa Azav Hisha Nigma Melach. What's the Machlekes? The Rashi translates like this. An Ilfis is a pot. What kind of a pot is it? Poorly manufactured pot, a plate. Usually an ilfis means a pot that has a container. A soup pot is an ilfis. So Rashi learns over here, ilfis means a plate, flat plate. It's so flat, it doesn't even have any indentation at all. It simply doesn't have a toch. So that's what it means. That's called ilfisim. That's not a normal kli cheres, normal earthenware pot or plates. Do we have a no base kibble? Have a base kibble.
This is no base kibble.
This has no base kibble. So Rashi learns that's what it means. Ilfis and charonios. Charonios means poorly manufactured for the hillbillies, for the people who live in the sticks. They don't live in the normal cities. That's what the Gemara says. Why? The Gemara says, what does it mean? Ilfis and charonios. Where's the Gemara? My Charonia is about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Gemara says Eironius from the little villages. Gemara says, what does that mean? My Eironius from the little villages. Gemara says Tsoi Chaklaisa. Chaklaisa means from the derfer, from the farmers. Yeah, and Tsoi means Shvacha plates, Klicheris, that the farmers use, that they're not interested in fancy schmancy galensi. They don't need designs and they don't need a base kibble. As long as it'll hold flat, as long as it'll hold the food. So that's a Rashi Taichas over here. Poorly constructed. Okay, the meat, the pizza. Not for soup and all. So if it's flat mamish, a Rashi interprets it's not makabel tumah b'oil ameis, because tumah soil is like tumah maga, has to have a base kibul, has to have a toch, and it's only makabel tumah for nida. How do you know that for tumah ohel you also need a toch, according to Rashi? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas that if you have a klicheres that mukav tzomit pasil, if you have a klicheres, so it's only mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. So what happens if you have a klicheres that's closed on top and it's sealed tightly? Mukav tzomit pasil, so the mace is in the same room. So we treat it as if the tumah emanates from the mace, as if there's an imaginary tumor floating around the room and crawling and creeping in. So here, this cup is open. Let's say this would be a klicheres cup. So you visualize up as if the tumor crept in and it touched the inside. But this is all closed on top and on bottom and on the side, so the tumor has no place to creep in. That's a mukav tzomit pasil, the tumor can't creep in. That's how Rashi learns. So you see from the Chumash that you need a toch. The tumor has to, from maga, has to be on the inside. And for tumah soil also has to go on the inside. So if there's no inside, there's no outside. The whole thing is flat. There's no base kibul, so it's not shach to be mekabel tumah if it's a klicheres. However, tmeus b'masa azav, Rashi claims for hesed azav, you don't need inside outside. It doesn't need a toch. That's a Rashi. And Tosafot disagrees. And then the next Tana disagrees with the first Tana. Why does Rav Lezer Rav Tzedek come after us masa azav? Why? Because it's not the gemar malachtoi. Not that he, according to Rashi, not that he disagrees and he thinks that you need a toch. The Tana Kama holds you don't need a toch for hesed, and Rav Lezer Rav Tzedek holds you don't need a toch for hesed, but you have to have nigmar malachtoi. So he holds that that's not normal. Either use it in some forms. That's butler dait and meitzel das kol bani adam. It's not a gemar malachtoi. So that would be the shaila according to Rashi. What if someone would make, he has clay dough and he makes a flat plate that's flat, has no base kibble at all. So Rav Lezer Rav Tzedek says it's not a gemar malachtoi. Since it's not a gemar malachtoi for kabbalah stumeh, it's not nigma malachtoi. So it's not a violation of mesakin money either. And Tana Kama says no, it is a gemar malachtoi. And Tosis finds the whole thing hard to believe. What do you mean? It's not a gemar malachtoi for tumeh. So therefore, it's not a mesakin money. But he's on his way to making a kli. He did the first step in making a kli. The first step should also be a makabah patish. That's what Tosis finds it hard to believe. Then Tosis asks also the kasha. The halacha is not true. The Fatuma says that you do have to have a base kibul. The whole halacha of hesed is that it's considered as if he had done maga bekuloi. But if it's impossible to put your pinky in through the into the opening on the perfume bottle that's made from cheres, then it's not even makabel tuma from a hesed either. So that's why Tosis reinterprets the whole thing. They give a totally quote the second Tosis. Gives a totally different interpretation that we're talking over here about a klicheres that does have a base kibul, and if you were to touch it on the inside it would become tummy, but it's talking that it's mukav tummy pasil, it's mukav tummy pasil, and it's an oil on meis a pasig and chumash, that if it's a klicheres a mukav tummy pasil it's sealed on top, so that we visualize, we imagine this of tumas meis is floating around, it can't creep in because it's closed on top. But Mukav Tzomit Pasul Helfnish, the Nalazan I'm asking, all the time I'm agreed. Mukav Tzomit Pasul doesn't help for Hesed, it only helps for Tumas Ohel, where you visualize, you imagine as if the Tumas is floating around. But here the Tumas is not floating around.
Is Masa and Hesed is the same?
Here it's the same. It's not always the same. The terminology here is the same. Let's say a Nevela. A dead sheretz is only metame b'mago, not metame b'masa. A dead sheretz means one of the shmeina shorts m'hamur matar l'acholot v'achba batzov. Those eight rodents that I mentioned in the last week's edder in Parsha Shmini. So that's only metame b'mago if you touch it directly. If you do masa, let's say you have a mouse trap and the mouse got caught, then it's dead. If it's still alive, it's not metame. But let's say it got caught and it's dead already. So if I'm going to pick up the mouse trap without touching the mouse, so that's only masa, there's no maga, so it's not mitami. But if it would be, let's say, not a dead mouse, not the shmein of shotzim, it would be, let's say, meat in the A&P, that's nevela. So besar nevela is mitami b'mago uba masa. So the meat in the A&P is all wrapped up. Let's say pork in the A&P, or even chicken or flesh, it's all nevela. Yeah. So chicken is nevela saif tohar, is only metame bebeis abli if you swallow. That's this week's edra in Achrim Mois Kedoshim. But let's say the meat in the A&P is all nevela, so it's metame bemaga bemasa. So maga would be if I touch it directly, a piece of meat. But if it's all wrapped up, or if I'm wearing gloves, so then there is no maga. But if I pick it up even in the package, that's called masa. That's not called hesed. But by Azav, it's a special din that's called Hesed. When it goes like this, that's called Hesed. Masa means you pick up like this, that would be Masa, yeah. Hesed is if I cause it to budge, to move. So Taisa, there have been a time in the second Taisa, huh?
And say, Shazov, Matame, Kail, Kli, Cheres, Be Hesed. Let's say, Tmeyes, Be Masa, Hazov. Shazov, Matame, Kli, Cheres, Be Hesed. So it looks like the Masa Azov and the Hesed Azov is the same thing.
No, the usage in this Mishnah says that Tmeyes b'Masa Hazav, here the word Masa means Hesed. That's the interpretation here. In Mishnah it's like that. Sometimes the word Masa really doesn't mean Masa, it really means Hesed, a different thing. I think so, yeah. And Hesed is if I move it like this,
not picking it up,
without even touching it, like this, that's called Hesed. And not all... When you're talking about the nevelas, matame b'maga b'masa means if I do masa on it, but it can't be matame mi b'hesed. It doesn't do any hesed. It can be matame mi b'masa if I'll be nice to it. And hesed azab means the zab does a hesed to it.
Lahasit
means to budge, to move, to cause something to budge. Lahasit is a verb in Hebrew, to cause something to move.
If I touch it directly and move it, you say it's a motion.
Yeah.
Let's say for whatever reason, it's not the Kavli the model. Let's say you just said by
Kavli. Those are the Hesed. Kavachayma. That's a Kavachayma that it says. Yeah. But even if I didn't touch it directly, is also. But if I throw something at it, so then Mishnah, I say that's not, and I cause it to budge further, that's not called Hesed. It has to be a physical, continued physical contact the whole time. If I throw something and it moves, the Mishnah says that that's not called Hesed. So Rashi is Shver over here. Rashi says that that all the Tanoim agree that Hesed Tazav applies even though the Klicheres doesn't have a base kibbutz. And Taisa says that the din is just not true. So Taisa says it must be talking the Ilfis and Charonias have a base kibbutz. Klicheres, and they have a Toch, and they have a Gav. I said, why is it not Mitami Boyal Ameis? It must be as it says in the Chumash, that it's a Mukav Tzomit Pasel. And despite the fact that it's a Klicheres Mukav Tzomit Pasel, and it's not Mekabel Tumah B'Maga, because it just can't get to the Maga, and it's not Mekabel Tumah B'Ohel, but Hesed, it is Mekabel Tumah, and that's Takof and the Gemaras. And Tais quotes the Beferish Gemaras like that. So that's not a secret, the way Tais learns. The only Shaila is, so what's the Machlekes HaTanoim? What does the Gemara say? Just like there's a Machlekes HaTanoim over there, whether it's nigmar malachto or not, so it'll be a machlekes satanim, whether you're allowed to do it on yontif. Allowed to do what on yontif? Are you allowed to do it on yontif? Allowed to do what on yontif?
To fix it, to finish it off.
What do you mean to finish it off? So Taisus never finishes the whole story. Taisus just, here, the bottom Taisus, the last 10 lines, they quote, Kach pir shabin atam, and it gives you the story for Tumah V'Tara purposes. Explains the Tumah V'Tara, but he doesn't finish off the paragraph to explain. So what is Rav Yosef? What does Rav Yosef comment over here on our Gemara that the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to be peches as aner, it's a mesakin money, is really talking a machlokes hatanoim? Well, what is he doing? What is the fellow doing over here? So the Rashba finishes off the paragraph. Tosafos never finishes. The Rashba finishes it off. So he says, what we're talking about over here is you have this klicheres, that mukav tzomit pasil, that's not, can't be mekabel tumah b'maga, it's impossible to do a maga. And then he unscrews the top. He takes off the lid. So now it's roy to be mekabel tumah b'maga. So the second Tana says over here, Ablezer Rab Tzadik says, it's still not mekabel tumah felisha nigro malachto, you're not finished yet. So by removing the lid on top, the Tanit Kama holds that that's now that it's no longer Mukav Tzomit Pasel, so it's already Mekabel Tumah as it stands now. So removing the lid, taking off the Tzomit Pasel, the tightly screwed on lid, that constitutes a Malacha Makaba Patash on Yontav, because the Kli is already considered Royal Malachta. That's Gemar Malachta.
There's no change in the Kli, actually.
Yes. Even though there's no change in the Kli, even though basically you just removed the tightly screwed on lid for the first time.
Kli if you just open up another jar.
Another jar, it's open, it's closed, open, it's closed 100 times. Every time you open and close it, that's Ishtamshus of the Kli. But this is the first time. When they manufactured it, he never used it the way it was. From the very beginning, it always, they manufacture it in the factory, always with a Mukav Tzomit Pasel. So the first time you open off that lid, and now it's ready for business, it's open for Hishtamshus. So the Tanakhama says that's the Gemar Malachta. So that's the Chiddush. That's a violation of Makaba Patish, even though you didn't, like you point out, you didn't do anything positive. You just removed the cap now. So now the bottom is really Hishtamshus. So our Mishnah says that that's Makaba Patish because our Mishnah follows the Tanakhama there.
Why is it different than another jar that I open up the first time?
Usually I think the jars are manufactured lechud and the lids are manufactured lechud and then they put it on. Here apparently when they manufactured it in the factory,
you take it off,
that's the way they made it melechatchila like that.
You can't take it off.
I don't know. The stomach, you have to rip it, and the stomach was made together, so you have to rip it off for the first time. But if it was each one is separate and I happened to put it on, so it was already a kli from before?
I just unless there's a notch around it where you just break the seal sort of. You know, it's made one
but
thing,
it's going around with a
circumscribe that you can just open it up.
Yeah, sounds like that. Something like that, yeah. So that's what the Rashbo adds on, that that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. That the Tan in the Mishnah says you're not allowed to open it up for the first time on Yontif. That's the Gemara Malachtoi. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik would disagree with our Mishnah. He says, what do you mean? That's not Gemara Malachtoi. It's not Roy Lehishtamshis yet. We're still not finished. You have to do more work on the Kli. So if you add to the Kli and you're leading it towards... Huh? It goes according to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Well, how can it be Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik if he says that it's not finished yet? I don't know, maybe he means that Mishnah. I don't know. Chared means that Mishnah of Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, but it means the Tanakhama. It doesn't mean Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik calls that it's not yet Gemara Malachta. It's not finished yet. It's not yet Gemara Hakli. I think it's Fakir. I think that's what he's alluding to that Mishnah, but it doesn't mean his sheet. It means the Tanakhama Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. I don't know. I think so.
The height don't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the upshot of the whole story. that even though one is permitted menater to do malacha for eichal nefesh and fitzarcha yom ktsas, and there's a machlekes hatanaim rabbi yudah nachachamim. What about machshir eichal nefesh? What does machshir eichal nefesh means? He manufactures a kli which is going to last for many many months to come.
Not just for you.
Yeah, if he manufactures a kli which can only be used chadfami, said that that's what many say. That's not called machshir echal nevish. That's called echal nevish mamish. Here he's manufacturing a kli that's going to last for a long time. So that's machshire. So the Gemara said a few times that's the machlegs of yudin achacham. How do we paskin there? So we had the Gemaras before and later that the Gemara says it's halachik rav yudin ve'morim keg. You shouldn't paskin in public like that. That it's muta, but mikra din. That's really the din. And if he really gets stuck, a shasat trak, then you tell him that that's taka de din. The mechshir echal nevish would be muta. But whenever you can avoid it, you should avoid it. See, the Gemara is saying one should avoid making a gemar malachtoi, making a kli on yontif. So the first part of the first line in the Mishnah is a mesakamana of making kelim. We can visualize a little bit what it means making kelim. The last line in this Mishnah, enchotchem esapsilo, Mishnah lamed beis amen aleph. Means like this: you have a cup of oil and then you have a wick. So if the wick is too long, so you don't want to use it for one cup of oil, so you want to cut it in two or three pieces and make out of the one wick two or three different wicks, many wicks. So if you take a long wick and you cut it in smaller pieces, so that's considered also misakan money, making a few wicks out of it. So that's a violation of misakan money. You're not allowed to. What do you do, let's say, if the person needs two different
lights
in two different rooms? He needs in a bedroom, he needs in the bathroom, he needs in the kitchen. I don't know, he needs a few different... and he only has one wick, and he has to cut it in half in order to burn one wick in one cup of oil, one wick in the other cup. What's he going to do? So there's a machlekes hatanaim. We pass him like Rav Yudah, in the Mishnah Kula. Rav Yudah Omer, chot cho ba'ur. You're permitted to cut the wick in half by using fire. How do you do that? By using fire. So the Gemara says you fill to, let's say, to... leichter, you fill them with oil, and then you put one wick, this one long wick,
half here,
and you really need both of them. Yeah. So how do you burn it? Not burn on both ends. You burn it in the middle.
So you take a fire
and you put it in the middle. So then maybe you're lighting the both wicks of each. Right. At one time you're lighting both wicks,
and you're making two wicks
out of the one wick. But Sof Kol Sof, he did a makabat patish, but it's kalacha yad. It's not the normal way. The normal way would be to take a knife or a scissors and to cut it in half. This is an abnormal way. The abnormal law is it down to the level of a derabbanon. So let it be awesome derabbanon. Whenever you do malacha and Shabbos yontif, kalacha yad, it's awesome derabbanon. So let this be forbidden with derabbanon. So the answer is no, but it's a tzarech eichal nefesh and tzarech yom tzas and it's machshir eichal nefesh and he needs it. So it's better than machshir eichal nefesh. He's not going to use the wick a second time. So I'm just going to use it now. Then he's going to throw it out later on. Yeah. So it's eichal nefesh, but we don't allow misak mana for eichal nefesh either. But the ki hai gavna hot finish kembreire. So then we are mekel. So the Gemara says on Amid Beis that here we pass like Reb Yudah, even though
he can use the tefillah. Just one, two, but he can use it.
Makibe Patish, I cannot use it.
Yeah.
Here I can use. Just like Patish,
you can use.
Now I want to.
Yeah.
If I don't want to, I can use it.
You don't want to, yeah. Because making two psilas out of one.
Makib Patish usually is.
You don't have any clue.
I have to finish. Otherwise, I cannot use it.
Yeah.
I can use it. I want to.
He had one kli. Let's say Echetimsi, you have one chair, and you make a mifis, you make two chairs out of one chair. So you make two chairs out of one chair. So that's makala patish. Here he has one psila, and he burns in half, he makes two psilas out of one psila. That's also makala patish. He made an extra psila. So that's also a violation of makala patish. So the first line in the Mishnah is dealing with makala patish, and the third line in the Mishnah is dealing with makala patish. That is the middle line. And that is in Pechomin. You're not allowed to make
charcoal.
So Rashi interprets that's also an issue of Makaba Patish. Not all the Rishonim agree with Rashi. The Ran on the Rif does not learn that the middle. I understand what prompted Rashi. If the first line and the third line are Makaba Patish, Atafashtan, the middle line is also Makaba Patish. Yeah. And the next Mishnah is Makaba Patish, and the next Mishnah is Makaba Patish. Keeps on going. Everything is Makaba Patish. So Rashi understood the middle one is also an issue of Makaba Patish. So Rashi learns in the middle line, you're not allowed to make pechomin on Yontif. What do you do with pechomin normally? If you make charcoal, so Rashi says it's a kli. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, it's a makaba patish, you're making a kli for tzorfei zohov. Says psilo is also, a wick is also a kli. So that's mesakin mona. And pechomin coals are a kli for tzorfei zohov. If somebody wants to purify gold, this is a kli. So what do you mean? He wants to purify gold on Yontif?
No, for preparing it for the week, for doing the week.
So of course you're not allowed to. It's the hachana. So that's what the Gemara asked Akasha. What is the fegma pshita lemaychazi on the bottom of the daf? Anyway, it's pechomin, five lines from the bottom. Fegma pshita. What is he? Even if there's no malacha whatsoever. You're not allowed to set up. Let's say it's going to be a malava malka on Tzoy Shabbos for our yeshiva.
So is only using rabuna. We're talking here about makaba patish. We use the rice.
Okay, but it's even if there wouldn't be any makaba patish at all, it's still going to be the awesome of the rabbana because of achana.
Yeah.
The two kinds of achana: achana without a malacha, achana with a malacha. So if you have achana without a malacha, just to set up the table on Shabbos from Tzoy Shabbos from malava malka, even the dvar mitzvah, it's also a violation of achana. You're not allowed.
Why is that for the malacha? Are you going for it?
No, it's not one. It doesn't correspond to any of the lamentes of his malachas.
Oh.
Whenever you do any activity, he made up his mind what clothes he's going to wear Matzoi Shabbos. He pulls out the clothes from the drawer and he pulls out the suit from the closet and he takes out the hat and the coat. Everything he sets it aside. Yeah, so that's only hachane. That's the rabbanan. That's not hachane deraisa. He makes the beds for Matzoi Shabbos. So to do a preparation for chol, where there's no malach involved at all, that's only an issa de rabban. Then you have another hachane that on Yontif there's a hetter to do malach aichal nefesh, to cook on Yontif is mutter if you're going to eat it on Yontif. What about to cook on Yontif to eat on Mitzoy Yontif? So that's a hachane, me Yontif lechol. That's a different word, hachane. He's doing a malache, and it's not a malache letzarach Yontif. The whole malach is letzarach ol. So that's much more chomer. So the Gemara asked over here, what's the whole issue about Einos and Pecham and Beyontif? Because not all Malachas Amutah, the Tzarach HaChamefesh, the Tzarach HaYom Tzas. You're not allowed to do it. The Gemara said, Hashtetzach, you're not allowed to do it. What's he doing it for? He's preparing for Matzah. What do you use Pecham and for? To be Tzarev Zahav, to purify the gold. The Gemara said, not going to purify the gold.
You want charcoal to roast a steak. You put it into a broiler. You make it. So that's what he wants to do and use it for.
So that probably he may do.
You can use it like this too. You don't have to make it for chomer. You can use it the way the wood is now. Instead of making charcoal out of it.
I mean, leave it as lox.
Yeah, leave it lox. Not.
It'll have a better taste if it's sitting on the charcoal. Mistama, that would be mutter then. That you're allowed to do. I think then you're allowed to do it.
In order to do pechomen, you have to kill the fire. You have to be kibbly in order to make pechomen.
You have to do kibbly, yeah. So
why you have to do
kibbly? Kibbly is a problem. Whether you're permitted to do kibbly, we discussed it. The Iker Adin is mutter. The Iker Adin kibbly is really mutter. Let's say you put steaks on top of the Gemara says in Shabbos, Bisra Gumre. You put raw steaks on top of coals. is mutter, and then to turn over the sticks. And when you turn over the sticks, the juice is going to come out, and the liquid, the juice, is going to extinguish the flame on some of the coals. The Sama Shem said it's only mutter because it's kibui kalachayad. The other Shem said no, even to turn the fire lower. Mikredin, to turn the fire lower is also mutter mikredin. Kibui mamish, kedarkai. It's also mutter letzarech echonet. Let's say you have the pot on the fire, and the fire is so high, the soup is going to burn. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to turn it lower. If you have an option, you should turn a different fire. Instead of turning this fire lower to do kibbutz, it's preferable to do havarah. And Ramosha had a tshuva where he disagreed. He says, no, bottom line, mikra adem we pass from that kibbutz mutar l'tzarech hachanam. Why should you have two fires burning? Enhances it, yes. So mistama that you would be allowed to make. Mistama that you would be allowed to do. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to make pecham. It means they're not talking to tzarech hachon nefesh. So not tzarech hachon nefesh. Of course you're not allowed to. What is he doing? Hachonah from a tzoy yontif. So the Gemara says, even if it wouldn't be a malach at all, it would be forbidden. The Gemara says, no, he's doing it for a purpose which is permissible, but it's still a problem on makabah patish. Rashi said, what's the purpose that's permissible? So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom line. This is chel lamason lu lirin lebo bayom. He's going to give these pechamin to the bathhouse attendants in order to heat up the water.
And a kelim, maybe.
What do you mean? To heat up the water in the bathhouse attendants? You're not allowed to use it based on merkatz on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara says it's going not to sit in the hot water, it's lahaziyah, to sit in a Turkish bath to sweat. And Kodem HaGzeirah, historically there were different gzeirahs made in different generations, so there was a generation in the Tkufas HaTanoim that lahaziyah was mutter. And in the later generations, they prohibited lahaziyah. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So this Mishnah goes, this is an alta Mishnah from the Friya Digadiris, from the days of the Tanaim, that lahaziyah was still mutter. So in order to heat up the water, lahaziyah would also be mutter. But to make pechomen, in order to heat up the water, that you're not allowed to do. And Rashi says that making pechomen is also a pesa makabah patish, also a violation of makabah patish.
Of
what? What's going to be the hoil?
For
broiling, they
smoked steaks. So, you know, you make the pechamin, you should be ready in case he comes over.
Oh, that's for echol nefesh.
Hoil is mutam and atera, but midrabbanon, it's also to use hoil, right? The Gemara uses hoil to, if you do a malacha on yontif, I prepared food and I don't plan to eat it on yontif, I plan to eat it b'chol. So bottom line, halacha lemaisa, it's prohibited to do. It's just the machlokes, Rabbi Rav Chizda, whether it's an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. So even though we paskin hoyel is mutter menatera, but it's midrabbanan itself. Only by makam mitzvah we make on the hoyel. By makam mitzvah we rely on the din deraisa.
The rabbin in Banu Madrigal also has a different approach that the reason one is not allowed to extinguish because by creating his pechon, his charcoal, he's enhancing the fire the next time he decides to light. That's the easy aspect of creating something. He uses it from the perspective of the next time he wants to light it, when he uses the light. It's
about what does he say?
Also pechon.
Neshu oisa pechon.
Right.
Mechabes aner. Yeah, kibui.
Right.
Kibui is a malacha.
For the context, the Rav explains pechon is not because he's using something for
that's a different din. That's the malach of kibui in general. He was talking about makabah patish, Rashi says. That Mishnah is talking about the malach of kibui.
But he says, because it means like this.
Let's say I have a Bunsen burner where gas is burning, and I blow out the flame, or I turn off the flow of the gas, and the whole flame goes out. So that's only mechabed midrabbanon. There's no mechabed min atarah there. Why is there no mechabed min atarah? Because there's no pecham at all. There's no wick. By definition, one is only in violation of mechabed if he created a pecham. That's what it says in that Mishnah. So if you plan to use the fact that that it's a pecham, let's say the house is burning down, and I poured water out and I put it out. So I have a lot of pechams. So if I plan to use the charcoal then it's called the Malacha Tzricha Legufa. If I don't plan to use the charcoal, I'm going to throw the whole house up in garbage. The whole thing is destroyed. It's going to go in the garbage. So then I don't plan to use the Pecham. So then it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. But if there is no Pecham, then it's Bechlal not a Malacha at all of Mechaber. Just to extinguish a flame and not create a Pecham is Bechlal not a Malacha. So that Mishnah, he's just explaining what Shach to say Tzricha Legufa. What's he going to use the Pecham for? So either you use the Pecham in order, let's say, someone has to dress up as a Schwarzer. So you're going to use the Pecham in order to blacken your face. Right, children dress up on Purim, whatever, so to smear on. Or you use the Pecham to make it easier to light the wick the next time. The Mishnah has a machlek, is that Mishnah? The Mishnah has a machlek, but the Malacha Shein Tzvich Legufa is the Reis of the Rabbanah. But the Chayv and Yad Chayv. So he says, how is it Shach to Mechabit the Reis is on if there is a Pecham? The gas range, you turn it off. The maximum it could be is malacha of mechabim mid rabbanon, because no pecham at all. And even when there is a pecham, if he doesn't plan to use it, then it's an ein tzvicha legufa, and that's the machlekes satanayim. If he doesn't plan to use it, would it be deraisa? If he does plan to use the pecham, namely it's going to be easier to light the candle, then it will be a tzvicha legufa.
Electric light, yeah.
Only mid rabbanon, right? Hamechabek gachela shel mateches. The Gemara says, Hamechabek gachela shel mateches. Metal is glowing. So to cause it to glow is Havara deraisa. Because for Havara you don't have to have a Pechem. But when you extinguish the flame, HaMechabe Gachel Shal Mateches, the Gemara says, L'chol HaDeis it's only Mechabe Midirabonim. It is also Midirabonim, and L'chol HaDeis it's not an Issa deraisa. It can't be an Issa deraisa. There is no Pechem. And if a Gachel Shal eats, and you don't plan to use the Pechem, that's the Mishnah, and Madlikin, that's the Machlaik is Satanon.
Same with the gas. Doesn't leave a Pechem.
Yeah. Also, right, that's right. What he said. So the worst it can be is only the Rabbanon. Right, that can't be a Mechabim and Atur.
Yeah, the Havora will also use the Reis by
the Havora Alpi Pashtas would be their Reis, yeah. To turn on the Yisra would be their Reis, yeah. Then the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Havora is Mutter for Echal Nefesh. Havara, we always assume, is Mutter for Echal Nefesh. The Havara aspect is okay. But the Mak. Difficult because it's sandwiched in. The middle din of Pechem is sandwiched in between the first din and the last din. The first and last, the third din are both Misak and Manas. The middle din is Mechaber. That's what he says, yeah. Middle din is Mechaber. It's a separate Mishnah. And Rashi was bothered, so he said, no, all three cases are Misak and Manas. All three cases are Makal HaFadish. Okay. Then the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis goes weiter with, I've never seen this on the third line from the top. It used to be a problem if you have a wick and the oil is absorbed, you're burning oil on the wick, so sometimes you'll have charcoal on top of the wick and it'll cause the flame not to be so bright. So if you knock off the charcoal, so the flame will be brighter. So making the flame brighter, fine. So you do havara. No, havara is mutter. You're not to be more Ledesh Mechodesh, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to strike a match, you're not allowed to. Here the flame is burning already. They just removed, this is like Eish Meyesh, just removing the charcoal, the charred, the burned part of the wick that's in the way over here. So there's no problem of Havara, but the problem is Mechaber, because right now that charred part of the wick is still engulfed in the flame. And then you're going to knock it off, so it's going to be Mechaber on that. It's not going to be engulfed in the flame anymore. So the Gemara says that it's permissible. Even though there's a shtik of mechabe involved, it's okay. Why? Because bottom line, we really fast. Now, mechabe is mutter to tarach ha-chal nefesh.
If the last fire
on
the oven goes out,
and there's
a
relight,
if it has no pilot?
No. You're not permitted to relight. That's the next Mishnah, Lam Gimel Lam Aleph, the last four lines. Eimotzina sa'ur. You're not allowed to be molded esh mechadosh on Yontif, on Lam Gimel Lam Aleph. That's a famous machlokes, whether that's deraisa derabbanan. The Taz in Hilchos Yontif comments on this din. He thinks that it's an isa deraisa, because the Rambam says, why is it also to be moiled esh mechadosh on Yontif? Because he could have done it on Erev Yontif. Could have done it, since it's a malacha shev shalasim bod yom, so it's an isa deraisa to do it on Yontif. And all the later poskim disagree. What do you mean he could have done? What's the difference whether on the level of Havara deraisa, the 39 malachas, so there's one malach of Havara. So the malach of Havara does make a difference whether you take a match and you strike a match like this, that's Havara, or there's a fire burning and I take a piece of paper and I throw it in the fire. So the zelba malach of Havara. So if you need a flame on Yontif, how can you say that to strike a match is a malach of deraisa and to throw in another log is mutter? How can, it's the same malach. What do you mean Efshalas is in Bodhiyam? What do you mean Efshalas? But he's going to throw in logs on Yontif.
Yeah.
He couldn't have thrown in all the logs. On, if he was thrown in all the logs on Yontif, they would have gotten all used up. So in, on Yontif, but he wants to cook or his chilies. He's going to have to put in more logs. So that's the Efshalas is in Bodhiyam. So what? So the Rambam writes, no, it was, he could have done the striking of the match on Erev Yontif. It wasn't necessary to strike. Right. Well, it's the same thing to start a new flame and to continue the old flame that already began from Erev Yontov on the level of the eyes of the same thing. The Torah was not given, that's what that Bikurisma say. Kila, the Torah was given in the Stone Age, and the whole prohibition of Havara is only to start a fire. To start a fire is a major job. You gotta rub stones together. It's not true. The Torah wasn't given in the Stone Age. And even if it would have been, it's the same malacha to throw in a piece of paper into the fire that's burning red. It's all the malacha of Havara. So it's very difficult to tell. So all the Achrenim disagree with the Taz. They say it's not so. That ain't Matzina Suur. They're not allowed to strike a match. It's only an Issa Derabon. So let's say the oven went out. The last flame on the oven went out. It's a Fieska Nachri. Amir Lenachri is Osir on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. It's Osir. But if it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz, but Mokka Mitzvah, then we're Mekel. So the Fieska Nachri to turn on the flame on Shabbos. That's a Malacha Deraisa. Amir Yakum is not allowed. Unless you're chilly, you're afraid you're going to catch a cold. Everybody's considered like a chodesh emes hakan who shouldn't catch a cold. That's what the Rishonim quote, that when the Germans arrested the Maharam Rutenberg, they imprisoned him in order to hold him for ransom. They insisted the Jewish community should give fortunes of money in order that they should free him, and he said they shouldn't give anything because the Mishnah in Gittin says they wanted an exorbitant amount of money. So when he was in prison, they were very nice to him. They had nothing against him. So his talmidim used to come every day and he used to give shir. They just wanted to keep him in prison until they would hold up the community for all this money. So the Rishonim quote the story that on Shabbos, when it was chilly, he would ask him to please make a flame. He doesn't want to catch a cold. And they were very nice. The goyim made the fire for him. Because he said that everybody has a status of a chodesh emes hakan with respect to catching a cold. They don't want to catch a cold. So Amir Ulanachri is mutter on Shabbos, even on a Malacha deraisim, Makam Chodesh Emes Hakana. But if no one is sick, then we don't permit Amir Ulanachri b'makam mitzvah, we only allow a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah. They ask a Nachri to do an Issa derabanan.
You can
reverse also, too, about too much air conditioning.
Also, yeah, if you're afraid someone's going to catch a cold, it's too cold, yeah. So you permit it to ask a Nachri? Yeah. Because to turn off the air conditioner is only an Issa derabanan. That's not an Issa deraisa. Well, whatever the Issa is only going to be an Issa derabanan. To turn on the air conditioner, that's a machlokes. Whether that's an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabanan. The Chazanish holds that completing a circuit on any electrical appliance and putting it into functioning, motion, a fan, an air conditioner, a refrigerator, a clock, he holds that that's an Issa deraisa. And most of the poskim disagree. They say, no, it's only mesaken manim derabanan. It's not a mesaken manim. There's nothing broken. If you fix a broken air conditioner, that's mesaken manim. But if you plug it in, that's kederach ishtamshusai. On the level of the Raisa, you're using it. On the level of the Rabbanan, it's mesaken manim because you put it into motion. Once you put it, if I take, a cup and I drink tea, you're going to say, oh, it's mesaken manim because I'm putting it into use. No, that's not mesaken manim. That's mamish ishtamshus. But to plug in the plug of the air conditioner, so normally you plug it in, you leave it in like that. So that's minatar, it's kederach ishtamshusai. The Rabbanim, we called it Mesaken Mona because I set the system into motion. So to ask a Nachri, let's say, if you're afraid that someone's going to catch a cold, so it's Mimakum Chodesh HaMisakon, so you can even ask him to do Anissa Deraisa also. But if it's you're not afraid that someone's going to catch a cold, just that it's uncomfortable. So there'll be a Shaila, let's say, to turn it off. Amir Lenachri, to turn it off would be Shvuz de Shuz. Maybe Mamakam Tzorah Gadol if the people feel very uncomfortable.
Second day
we treat the same as the first day. But let's say on the first day Yontif, if you need, Mamish, it's dark in the house, you want a Nachri to turn on the lights. Sure. Or you want to warm the food, you want to cook the food. So you're permitted to ask a Nachri to turn the flame on Yontif. That's the Shvuz, the Mamakam Mitzvah. to ask a nochri is already the rabbanim, and to turn on a flame, minatara, it's permissible to turn on a flame yourself. It's only an isa the rabbanim. That's how. There is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that b'makom mitzvah derabim amir lenachri ana daraisa is mutter. You don't even need a shavuz d'shavuz. Let's say to ask a nachri to turn on the lights on Shabbos, to turn on the lights or to turn off the lights. To turn off the lights is only the rabbana. To turn on the lights, turn on the lights is a daraisa. So amir lenachri is mutter b'makom mitzvah derabim. Preferable would be what you use the heter every Shabbos, every single Shabbos, ask nachri to turn on the lights. The better is to have a Shabbos clock. To have a system, to have a Shabbos clock. But the Kaidim Brias are Shabbos clocks, but when they didn't have it, so they had no choice, they had a choice to leave on the lights the whole Shabbos. So that would be very expensive, depends how expensive.
Yeah, but
another dollar.
You couldn't even do it.
You had no possibility of it.
They couldn't.
Huh?
The petroleum lamps couldn't.
They couldn't last so long. Okay. So, but on Yom Tov, they ask the Nachri to light the light, that's considered a Shavuz de Shavuz. You don't even need a mitzvah de Rav, even a mitzvah de Yochid. A Shavuz de Shavuz, we paskin, is mutar even a makam mitzvah de Yochid. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says there was a baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was supposed to take place the next Shabbos. And Mizmana Talmud used to bathe the baby with hot water before and after the bris to make sure that he doesn't get any infection. Man is that said in Shulchan Aruch that we don't do that bichlal. We don't bathe the baby, not before, not after. The conditions are so good today that we're not afraid of any infection. Or today they use antiseptics, whatever. So we're not afraid. But with Mana Gemara, they wouldn't do the bris. So the Gemara tells a story that they didn't have any hot water in that home where they had the baby with the knife. They didn't have any hot water. They had hot water in another home, but there was no Erev. It was a Rishus HaYachid, but it was a Chatzah. It wasn't a Karmelis. It was a chatzah sheinah merevet, so you're not allowed to carry it. So you should really postpone the bris till Sunday, because you can't do a bris without bathing the baby before. It'll be a safek sakana. So the Gemara says that if there's a nachri, ask the nachri to carry in the chatzah sheinah merevet. That'll be a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz is mutter. So Taisus in Gittin and Daf Ches in the first parak has 2 days. The shvuz de shvuz mutter b'makom mitzvah only b'makom mitzvah's mila, because mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. So this is dech machshirei mila. Machshirei mila not decha Shabbos, but the shvuz de shvuz you can be making on the machshirei mila. Or should I say no? The shvuz de shvuz mutter b'makom mitzvah any mitzvah, even a mitzvah which per se is not decha Shabbos, not restricted only to mila by any mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch we make on that, even on Teisus zep is noita lahachmir a little bit. But the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is lahakal that a shvuz the shvuz is mutter b'makom mitzvah.
And to have the Gentiles boil the water, that would not be good.
Cook the water.
The baby to the other cook street to have her boil up.
Cook
water
that we would not permit.
Would
right?
Like
that's only amir and anachri. It's only one shvuz. Yeah.
Okay, I'm still on Yom Tov. Let's say again, gas goes out. But you have a candle burning. Why can't you light it? If you want to cook, why can't you light the gas again?
You can. You can.
Yeah. You have. Yeah, you want to know.
I don't have a candle at all.
No candle, no pilot light. You have nothing. So what do? So you get a nachri. So on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. That's amir l'nachri out of deraisa. But on Yom Tov, to be moiled eish min atar is really the same as to be taken eish min eish. It's only an Issa de Rabbana. We don't hold like that Taz. Taz holds us an Issa de Rais. Yeah. As we mentioned, Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he discusses driving in an automobile. What's wrong with driving an automobile on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So he says on Shabbos, he says it's Havara. So on Shabbos, Havara is a malach. But on Yom Tov, Havara l'tzorech ha'chal nefesh is mutter. So what's so bad if he drives? He wants to get to shul. And the shul is a 20-minute walk away. So what's so bad if he drives? It's Havara, the Tzarech HaYom Ktatz. If he wants to keep warm, it's permissible to do Havara. So what's so bad over here? So he says, no, but you're Moilad Esh Mechadosh when you turn on the ignition.
What?
Yeah, so then it's considered like Moilad Esh Mechadosh. He says, but we don't hold like this Tatz. He holds that Moilad Esh Mechadosh is an Issa Deraisa. We hold the Tony Derabbanan. So he comes up with this startling observation that driving a car on Yom Tov is only Derabbanan. Driving a car on Shabbos is a Malacha of Havara. We're driving car in Yontif, so what's wrong with Havar? Havar is mutter l'tzarach hayom
k'sat. So you can have a great drive
of the car. If it's a shvuz, the shvuz moves. The makam mitzvah, what's the makam mitzvah? You want to go to shul, why can't you walk by foot? As if the guy's an invalid.
Yeah.
What?
Now I remember once in yeshiva they asked Rav Soloveitchik after Shia, they asked him, they told him that in India there's some Jewish communities in India where they pay money to a Nochri bus driver to pick up the people to come to shul on Shabbos. All Terchat Chum, so there's no issue of Chutzum. The only shaila is the malacha of driving the car. So it's a makam mitzvah de rabbin. So Amir al-Nachim a makam mitzvah de rabbin. And the Hechatims is such, elderly people, that if you won't have the Nochri pick them up, they won't come to shul. And many people they pick up. So should that be considered, and not should it be considered. They said they're matter there, the Rabbonim, they're matter that it's Amir al-Nachim a makam mitzvah de rabbin. So yes, Rav Soloveitchik, is it always gehalten? Is it correct? So he's trying to figure out what's wrong with it, what's Tignish, what's so bad. And he was making a face like he's gunning out to get it, and he couldn't figure out. So he said, in America it's us. There it's mutter, but in America it's us. So why? Yeah, so he said, why hold on to halahu? So he says that since in America this has become the symbol of Harisa Sadas, that represents reform and conservative Judaism, that they allowed their balabatim to drive to shul on Shabbos. So he says, whatever becomes the symbol of Harisa Sadas causes that it itself should become an Issa. Even though the thing itself is Heta Gomer, that itself Heta Nisa. And the Raya was from the Taisus and Sanhedrin, Adaf Samachalach, where the Gemara has a machloik to Sabai Verov. What if a person bows down to Avodah Zarah? Maybe Avodah Zarah may Ahva Meira. He doesn't believe in this Avodah Zarah. He's not the Kabla Beloha. He doesn't believe in it. But whatever, he's married to a shiksa, so she wants him to go to church, so he goes to church with a shiksa wife, to make his wife happy. And everybody in the neighborhood knows that he doesn't believe in it just to make his wife happy. So is he in violation of Avodah Zarah? What's an afkamina? Let's say later he'll become a Baal Tshuva. Will he be chayv chatos for having worshipped Avodah Zarah?
Will he be a koyin? Will he be able to do
it? Okay, so is that considered, is it considered Avodah Zarah? Since a machlek is Abai V'Rabba, we pass like Rabba, the Rabba Avodah Zarah, the Yavam Yir is not Mekabal Beloa, is not considered Avodah Zarah. So Tosis Rektak Kasha, so how do you have a deen of Yehorek Val Yavor? If the Nachi holds a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me unless I worship Avodah Zarah, if there's no Avera, so what's wrong? So Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So that's what Taisa says, yeah. And the Rambam also in the Sefer HaMitzvah has like that. That since the Nochri feels that he succeeded in getting you to worship Avodah Zarah, even though the Halacha says that it's a joke.
Fun,
yeah, but since the Nochri feels that this is Avodah Zarah, so this becomes a symbol of violating the whole of Shema, of violating the whole Jewish religion, so that itself causes it to become an Aver. So that's what the Rav thought, that in America, the act of having the Nochri drive you around has become an Aver.
The passage there brings, I think, comes to Mordechai and Esther. What's the whole situation of Mordechai? He could have bowed down if he didn't believe. I think there mentions that.
Right. And that Gemara.
Yeah.
That's what he talks about. Bowing down to Haman. That if Mordechai didn't believe that Haman was an Avodah Zarah, so what's so bad? So what do you have to give him a hard time? So bow down. It doesn't mean anything. That's what the Mar talks about there.
And Deerfield Beach, which is a senior community, the community provides shuttle transportation at every bus stop. If there's somebody standing there, they'll stop, pick up the person, and take him. Now, there are actual cases of people when they get older or they get sick. There's only one shul in the community. So if they live
don't move to Deerfield.
Move
to Forest Hills.
This is owned by the whole.
And they're driving anyway.
The guy's driving. The way they posture now is that if you stand in the bus stop, you are causing him
to stop
the bus.
Then he started.
The question is,
somebody else.
But there's an Nochri standing there.
You have people who don't come to shul because it's too far for them to walk.
Right. Problem, it's a problem, yeah. That usually by the bus, let's say there's a train system, and the train, the A train, the D train, the F train, they're all going anyway. They're all going anyway, except that you, that, let's say, but you have to pay a fee. So let's say you tell them in advance, you make arrangements in advance. Okay, so let's say everything is free in this case. So is it, let's say you live in a city where the whole transportation system is free. So that's a shaila, and I'm the chazan in the shul, the other side of town. So do I have to walk 45 minutes, an hour and a half to get to the shul, or am I allowed to go on the transportation system? So the gdolim in Europe all were afraid to argue with the Beis Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish was the rabbi in Lemberg. So he came out with an issa that the Mishnah says on Lamed Vav on the Beis, you're not allowed to be roichev al gabi behema b'yontav kalachayma b'shabbos. So the pashup shot is that they were geyser hishtamshes bebalichayim, and not allowed to lean on animals. So the Gemara says they were geyser, you're not allowed to be rochav al habeim, you're not allowed to be mishtamish bebalichayim. But what has it got to do with a train? What has it got to do with a bus? So he came up with a chiddush that all forms of transportation are included in this issa. The reason does not apply. About it, the reason for the gzera does not apply. But he holds that it was a loit plug. That part is not so bad. A loit plug rabbanon. But a loit plug to say not only behemoths, all forms of transportation. I mean, there's what to make a gzeira about. Okay. So that's what they quote from the none of them are afraid to argue with them. So that's why they say, let's say, to ride a, on Yom Tov, where you're allowed to carry, so let's say a fellow wants to ride a bicycle to shul. On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you ride a bicycle, so you're carrying the bicycle. But on Yom Tov, where you're permitted to carry, whenever it's concerned, so let's say it's very far away. Or let's say there's an Erev in the whole city, so he wants to drive from one end of the city to the other on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Techa Erev, let's say. There's no issue of carrying. So Rabbi Yitzchok, based on this, Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish Schumre, so that's what they say, to ride a bicycle would also be prohibited, because bicycles in a lot of places in the world are not toys. It's a means of transportation. Yeah, people go to work by bicycle. If you have a tricycle, that's a toy. Tricycle is a toy.
You might have to fix it on
Might do a lot of things, but they were never geyser on that. Let's say you eat the piece of chicken that's cooked, you may feel that it's a little half raw, you put it back on top of the fire. They were never geyser. Not allowed to eat the cooked food. You may say that it's not fully cooked, and you may cook it some more. They were never geyser. But Yitzchok Shmelkish claims that this is included in what it does say in the Mishnah. He didn't come up with his own chumrah. Not an egen exera. He came up with his own pshat. But not a new chumrah. He claims that all of these forms of transportation are included in the Mishnah.
When did he live?
Yitzchok Shmelkish? 150 years ago.
Author
on Yom Tov.
The carrying.
Right, right.
Yeah. So what's the distinction with the Shabbos
elevator? No, that's not a means of transportation. There were geyser that you may break off his moro to get the animal to move. So that's cause animals to ride on a horse and so on. That's a means of transportation. So he says all means of transportation are included in the prohibition. Questionable, not all.
Everybody was afraid to be Macholikov.
In Galicia they were afraid to argue. The others, I don't know. The non Galiciani were not. They say Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was not afraid. He told one of the students whom he was close with, he used to go to Colombia, and the classes were over right before Shabbos, so he said, how's he going to come? So he says, daven mincha early, Friday afternoon, and go dress up on your big day Shabbos, and come by train. Come home by train. I bet the train is going to go travel on Shabbos. So he said, Tavosu, so go, don't get out. Don't get out in the middle where all the Jews live. Go a block, go at different stations, and then you walk over to the people.
Huh?
One of the Talmidim who was a Yosim, he was brought up by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, together Rabbi Yaakov's children. So he said Rabbi Yaakov told him that when he went to Colombia. So he asked him, what should he do with Shabbos? He has classes right before Shabbos. So he said, get dressed up, big day Shabbos, dab mincha early, and come on the train. And he wasn't concerned about this chumrah. He wasn't concerned about the chumrah from Yitzchok Shmelkish. Yeah. No, the guy's going to daven at home. There's not a shot. He's going to daven at home. No, he wants to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Why not? If it's mutter, it's mutter. What's wrong? If mutter, it's mutter. Yeah, if you can, especially tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Beis Yosef quotes a Rabban. Next week, Sedra, that it's their Isa. The tefillah b'tzibur Shabbos Yom Tov is their Isa. Mikra Kodesh, he says the word Mikra like means like Eile Krui Hoeda, those who gather together. So Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. Supposed to get together to daven tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos. Doesn't necessarily mean that every single Jew should daven tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos. Maybe it means that the community should have tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos, which they have. Doesn't necessarily mean that I have to go to the tefillah b'tzibur. But still, it's still called the Makam Mitzvah, so whatever would be mutter b'makam mitzvah would be mutter to enable me to go to go to shul. Yeah. So if there is a din that a shvuz, the shvuz is mutter b'makam mitzvah, should be mutter. Yeah. So the Gemara in Lamed Beis has this din about removing the soot on top of the top of the Lamed Beis on the base, by removing the soot on the top of the wick.
Yeah.
That is permissible. What's the chiddush that you're doing havaras? So havaras is not a problem. The chiddush is even though you're doing kibui, that the pecham part is going to be falling off and it's not going to be engulfed in the flame anymore. So this is a shtickle kibui. So that's the halacha that either the kibui is mutter l'tzorach hayamta, mutter l'tzorach achol nefesh, or this is a kibui kalachayat. Here there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid on this din. When the Rambam quotes this halacha here, Perek Dalet Hilchos Yontov halacha. Where is it? Halacha Gimel. When the Rama quotes this din, so he says, "Mochtem es apsila b'yontif only with your finger. You're allowed to knock it off with your finger, but to take a knife and to do it malacha kedarka, that you're not allowed to do. You have to do only kalachayad." And the Ravid asks, "What is he talking about? What does the verb mochtin mean? Where does the verb mochtin come from?" So he says, "It comes from the word machat." You take a needle. You take an instrument to remove
it off.
He says that's the Pirush Hamilas the Ravid asks. So on this daf, the Rashba quotes the Rambam and the Ravid, and he says he thinks the Ravid is right. He thinks that it's hetagoma. You don't have to make it that it should be kalachayat to do it the yodayim as opposed to bikli. But that's what the Rambam holds. You have to do dafke the yad and not bikli. Nothing more runs through again all the dinim that we already had. Okay.
Maybe that's not the tzarech at all.
It's not necessary to have them blended.
Together.
If you have two candles that are near each other, that's also called an avuka.
Yeah.
The Gemara says in Brachas that avuka is a mitzvah min amuvcha for bar miyoriyesh. You should be preferable to have an avuka. Rabbi Kivege quotes from Maharil that Hilchos Shechita shechet balayla.
Yeah.
The Hatchila shouldn't shech balayla because it's dark, so he may make nevela. But if you have an avuka, if you have all the lights on, it's okay. So bas haistan avuka. So if you have a little tiny candle in that corner, a little tiny candle in that corner, it's still pitch black, but if you have two candles near each other, so does Haistan Avuka is good enough. You don't have to have the whole room should be flooded with light. The Mikra did, it's really good enough, even if you have two candles near each other, they don't have to be blending into the one. It's also an Avuka, it's not really necessary. So any malacha that you're going to do, in order to say Bar Miyareish, will really be unnecessary, but the shot is exactly what malacha you're doing here. Yeah. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik also said. He said for his community, where he came from in Europe, They didn't put the two candles together by Yaknahas. But I think he said that it's a malach of Havara. I think he said that it's Havara Shalala Tzara.
Esther. Yeah. You get flame. You
yeah,
your bend.
They most say that it's not because of the Havara, they say because of the kibbutz, not so much the Havara.
There's something said about the flame consisting of several colors, and therefore it's already Ma'oyerei.
Yeah, that's the Gemara Brachas.
Machlekes
the Shaman Bisilo.
Where
they say Barei Miorei Hoesh or Barei Ma'or Hoesh. That's the Machlekes. So the Gemara says, we pass in Ma'orei, like Bisilo, Barei Miorei Hoesh, because it has different colors. That's
that
called Ma'orei.
You don't need two candles. For
you can have
one candle also.
Yeah. The Gemara has a little agarita that's not too relevant. Okay, then the Mishnah continues, Lamed Beis and Beis Baita, about bakam apatish that you're not allowed to do. So let's say the person has a broiler. and he has coals on the bottom or logs on the bottom, whatever, and he wants to broil fish, he wants to broil chicken. But he's afraid the broiler is metal, the grill has metal bars on it. He's going to put the fish, he's going to put the chicken on the metal bars directly, he's going to get fabrent. So he's going to have to throw out a layer of chicken or fish. There's going to be mamish touching the bars. So he puts either a piece of paper, chatichas in New York, piece of paper. That's what Rashi says, you wet the paper. You soak the paper in water, or you put a piece of clay, let's say. So you're not permitted to cut the paper to size in order to, if you want to have a piece of paper a specific size in your chotech, a mechatech b'midah, that's a malach, a mechatech, that's another malach. He's not mechatech b'midah. He just says he needs an approximate size. So big, anything about this approximately is good. So that's not a violation of mechatech b'midah, it's mechatech b'tolush. If you mechatech mena mechuber, it's koitzer, it's a malach. A mechatech b'tolush shaloi b'midah, so most of the poskim hold that it's hetagomer. That's a Magen Avraham Hilchas Lulav. He talks, the fella forgot to tie together the lulav with the hadasim and the arovas. He forgot to. Not only forgot to tie it together, he forgot to rip off the strips from the lulav in order to have what to tie it together. So is he permitted to rip it off on yontif and then to wrap it around? So the Magen Avraham says, Mikra din amachatech betol, the lulav is not attached to the ground, right. It's detached, so there's no ksira. So he says, amachatech betol shaloi b'midah, Mikra din is hetagoma. But he says he should do bitzina when no one's watching, because people, maybe on Marisan, people will think that it's a malacha. The oiler may not realize, and then some achrenim say he should try to be mechatech between his teeth, instead of being mechatech beyond. Some hold that it is a malacha, mechatech betoldish is a malacha. It's a machlekes in Hilchas Lulav. But here the Mishnah seems to assume that that's not a problem. Amechatech betoldish, I think the Magen Avraham quotes this Mishnah. Amechatech betoldish loy b'midah is not a problem of any malacha. The only problem is misakin mana. If he has to rip it to small size in order that it should be able to serve its purpose
for boiling,
to save the chicken or the fish from burning, so that's called a misakin mana. That's like you make a psila. You
so
had a long psila, you make two psilas.
So that's not a mechayel, it's just, even so what's the difference from mechayel? Maybe if it takes a big piece of paper, it'll also be mishaken. It's nothing to do with cutting the paper. I can take a big sheet and just put it down. It'll also be mishaken that the chicken shouldn't get burned.
No, so then it's already there. He didn't do anything, but he takes a big sheet and he folds it. They're going to say that folding is already mishaken, man.
You're not the second one on the paper, you're the second one on the broiler, no? What are you the second one on?
I made this paper like another kli. I think so. I think it's a second one on the paper.
Make
the paper into a kli. Yeah. That's considered making the paper into a kli. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to. My time, I'm shum come a second one. Then the Mishnah continues, and gor from Tanaviki Rhyme. Let's say some of the plaster over there, they used to have shvacha ovens that had bricks on the side. So the bricks would collapse and some of the cement would collapse and fall in. So if it simply can't function, so you're not allowed to remove all the stuff, because that's also a problem on Mesakin Mona. The problem, but it's a Machshire Eichel Nefesh. It's a Machshire Eichel Nefesh. He wants to fix the broken oven in order to be able to cook. But now once he's going to fix the broken oven, he can cook today, tomorrow, next week, for the next couple of months, till it collapses again, till a little more is going to fall in. But that's really the machlokes of Yudin and Rabbanu, where the machshire eichel nefesh is mutter. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. Ain't gor from tana b'kiraim, you shouldn't do it. But then the Gemara says ve'im yev shalef zalim ken gorfo oy matnish ken breire. The second line of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says mutter. So Rashi says because mikar adin kireb Yudin. The first Rashi on the Gemara ve'im yev shalechule mutter kireb Yudin. Reb Yudin holds that machshire eichel nefesh is mutter mikar adin. So you should always try to avoid machshire eichel nefesh. Halacha mei marin kein. But Balais Brere, bottom line, we pass on that it's really mutta. If you have no choice, then it's mutta.
Why don't we bring up the same issue by the Sliya, by the Nia? Why is it only here that Rashi works up and brings up Machshire?
Yeah, the previous case was also Machshire. Also Machshire, yeah. Probably also Machshire. It's all Machshire. Probably he mentioned it because the Gemara is going to give the punchline and Gorf and Tanavi Kiram, even Yevsha Lefis. And King Gorfa Mutter, because we pass like Rabbi Yudis, so he leads you up to the heter in the Gemara. And the Reisha, they don't give you any heter.
Well, the Reisha, the worst you can have is burnt fish.
Right.
That's fine, not
a deal. So Nishgefela, so it's not called Machshi Reichel Nefesh.
Like
the Mama Flag Machin. Yeah, so it's not so bit. Yeah. Unless, yeah.
Well done.
Unless, let's say, the person is such a mefunik that he insists he doesn't want to have challah that's half burnt and so on and so forth. So then the Gemara says there was some chachamim who were so touchy about it, they told their wives, please bake some fish, or please bake some rifta, bake some bread, and make sure that it should be rifta ma'al yisabina. I want to have very well-baked bread that it shouldn't have any parts that are burnt. So then... huh? Reb Chiya had other trouble with his wife. They had two sets of
Rav.
Twins.
Oh, Rav. And it was Rav had trouble.
Rav had trouble with his wife. No, Reb Chiya had a different thing. She practiced birth control without consulting her husband. She dressed up. She was afraid to ask her husband as the wife, so she dressed up. She may believe she was a stranger. And she asked, what's the din? So he said, if you want to, you can have birth control. Because she had two sets of twins, and it was very painful for her. She had two boys and then two girls. It was very painful for her, so she didn't want to have any more children. So the Gemara says, if you have a husband or a wife or someone who's very finicky, a big mafunik about the food, they don't want to have anything burned, so then the Yisur of Engarfin is a Tanavi Kirayim, you would be Meikal on that. You would allow that, because Miyepsha left, it's Alan Kengorfa, Mutta. So it's a Viyepsha, then Mikra Adin, Allah is like Reb Yudah. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, even though you're not allowed to be gorif the Tanavi Kirayim, because that's considered a melocha makabah patish mesak and mona, but mechapshin. Let's say you have this on the bottom of the oven, you have the rubble, you have the, all of the rubble there, the broken bricks and the
clay
and the clay and everything that fell down, and some areas it's higher, some areas it's lower. So you can use part of the oven on top if you would. Make everything, if you push everything down as much as possible and everything would
smooth
be flat and level, smooth it out,
level,
so at least you'd be able to use the upper part of the oven. You wouldn't be able to use the whole depth of the oven, it's so deep, let's say. So the bottom couple of inches you can't use. But some places the rubble is high, some places it's low, so it's hard to use. So the Mishnah says, Mechapshin, you're allowed to push everything down to flatten it all out. That's not a problem on the second one, and you bake in the upper part of the oven. That won't be a problem.
Part. Even on that part, once you level out, you bake on that part. There was no upper part in an oven. It was one level.
What?
I don't know what
all these. No, no. Bismarck used to put the bread on the side on the wall.
Yeah.
This is stick on the wall, so you can plaster the whole tall wall with bread. And now that the bottom
you
5 inches is stuck, so you put only bread on the upper part.
That
will be sufficient. Mechapshin will be enough to solve your problems. So do mechapshin. If it's still not enough, then you're allowed to be gorif also. Let's say a hotel, and they have 600 guests for yontif. They're going to just bake bread on the upper level. They won't have enough bread for everybody. So then abmahatnish can brave it. Then you can be gorif the whole time. Then it's mutta.
All right.
Okay. And then the Gemara goes into other. We'll have to get to the other issues. Okay. We'll leave that next week. The Gemara speaks about the different yetzaharas that people have for different averas. So the Gemara in Bava Basra has a comment that Rubam begezel miyutam ba'arayis v'kulam ba'avak loshen hara. That everybody's rogue people, not everybody. Rubam, most human beings violate gezel. Less than 50% miyutam violate gili arayis. And avak loshen hara kulam. Everybody violates avak loshen hara. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. The Gemara never said kulam b'loshen hara. Gemara never said that everybody violates loshen hara. That's not true. Oops. How could the Baruch Shalom give a mitzvah that's impossible to observe? Kulam b'avak loshen hara. Avak loshen hara is not the same as loshen hara. So if rubam begezel, if most people violate gezel, so that's where the mochemes hayetzer is. So that's where you have to put all of your koiches to make sure that you're not nichshol over there. We're used to a lot of people are so medactic and nusach hatfilos, so they'll say the munkach adav is nusach this and the nusach ashkenaz and the nusach agro. We saw makdin atilos lulav in an erev, people are makhi, erev, no erev, you're dealing with all dinim derabbanan. And what's with gezel? What's with gezel and what's with paying the workers on time and what's with oinoa, cheating in business, all the other things. So the Torah starts off kedoshim tiyu, parshas kedoshim, and the Torah says vos teis kedoshim tiyu. You have to be honest and busy. These are the things that you really have to be medactic on. Klal Yisrael are supposed to be an or lagoyim. The Novi says we're supposed to be a light unto the nations of the world. What are we supposed to show them? How to be medactic in Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha. How to be observant to Hilchos Sukkah doesn't apply to them. You're supposed to show them how a Yid is supposed to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. We're supposed to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach in a more enhanced fashion. Even a Ger Toshav, means a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So the Achronim ask Akasha, what do you mean he has accepted upon himself? He's Mitzvah V'yoytzeh, whether he accepts, he doesn't accept. He's more obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So they point out the Gemara increases the Avtesam at Aleph, that the Ger Toshav who is Mekabel upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach has an obligation to observe them in the most enhanced form. Not enough just to observe Gezel, Dinim, and so on, and Arayis, Eimanach, has to observe it with all the Abizrayus, all the Pitchivkis that are related to it. So the Bnei Yisrael certainly are supposed to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach with all of the Abizrayus and to be on Orla Goyim in these areas. That's what the Kedusha is all about. Rashi says, yeah, we have to show the Umas Olam. You have to show Kedusha means that we can control our desires in the area of Arayis. Arayis is Miyutam Barayis. If Ruvam the Gezel, so we certainly have a Kedusha. There's a Madrega of Kedusha if a person is Nizer and those in Yonim. Unfortunately, the Gemara says that there's such a split between Ben Adam Lamachims and Ben Adam Lachaveras. You have Miga the Choshed Amamayne. The Gemara says is like Choshed Ashvuasa. To swear Ben Adam Lamachim, to swear falsely in a Dintura, he would never swear falsely. But to cheat the other guy in business, he will cheat. The Gemara, Rashi learns on the Gemara that Bizman Matan Torah somehow was Migad Choshed Amamayne Choshed Ashvuasa. Either you were religious or you weren't religious. If you were religious Ben Adam Lamachim, then you wouldn't cheat in Ben Adam Lachaveri either. And if you're religious and if you're not observant to the Ben Adam Lachaveri, so you wouldn't care to swear falsely either. And as the Doris went on, the Gemara, Rashi interprets the Gemara in the beginning of Bar Metzia, there was the Yeridus HaDoris, and they developed a big gap between the two. That people are more Nizer on Ben Adam Lamachim than they are on Ben Adam Lachaveri. But it's supposed, that's what Kedusha is all about, to be Medakbek. On the Melchemes HaYetzeh, where the front really is, this is the front. The front is Gezel, and the front is Arayis. We have, or the front is Avak Loshen Hara, Kulam Bavak Loshen Hara. If people are so medactic on little pitchivkis, on the gedukim, things that are really muta, we're machmata, to be noyek chumer, to asa, to be choshish for the shittas hayochid. So we should certainly be medactic on the things that al-holaday is also, where there's a Yetzeh Hara. We haven't been doing our job of serving as an Orla Goyim. We have to train our children. We have to explain to our children, and the Rabbanim have to explain to the Balabatim that these are real prohibitions. This is not Stam Amidas Chasidus. These are real dinim. If it says, Lois Ignoiva, Lois Shachacha, Lois Shagrish Bamis, Lois Shashikas Riach, Lois Igzol. These are real halachas. This is Yashrus, the Torah demands of all of us to be Yeshorim.
Even many people are doing that.